isendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 16 kuLwezi 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, ukufa abantu abangamachumi amane lambili engozini yebhasi elumathe umlilo ocatshangelwa ukuthi ubangelwe ukudubuka kwetanka legas ebelisebhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, besesisangemakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka ekuphepheni kwayo, nathi sesesithina ngase ngitshaya isivalo, kutshayani kwami isivalo ngaboqa ngokwanenyana sasengiqamukisana bathe abaningi basilebhasini.
Umkhokheli wabandla le-MDC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa uyaxolisa ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe iziwula, kodwa bangamxolela na abalandeli bakhe.
Sizwile imiqondo kaChamisa, sizwile kumaphephandaba lakuma-TV, kodwa abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohlwa ukuthi yibini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi ijustice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo, ngobani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo asebe ilahlekelwe.
Uhulumente wase-South Africa utshela izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi ziphuthumeziye la ma-passports amatsha ukuyalungisisa ama-permits. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Ubhubhe abantu abafika amachumi amane emgwaqweni osuka koBulawayo usiya eBeitbridge ngemva kokuba ibhasi ebelubhekise eMusina ivela edolobheni leZwishavani ilumathe umlilo eWest Nicholson. Kucatshangelwa ukuthi ibhasi leli belithwele itanka lomoya wegasi yokupheka olumathe kwaqhamuka umlilo. UAlbert Ncube usipha lolu daba eseGwanda.
Iningi lalabo abakade begade libhasi ngabathenga impahla kule South Africa eMessina bezothengisa kuleli, njalo libhasi ethiwa Brooklyn belibathwala besuke edolobheni leZishabani liphinde liphenduke labo ngemva kokuba sebethenge impahla zabo. NgoLwesine libhasi isuke eZishabani ilubhekise eMessina yadlule eFlabosi leGwanda. Kuthe phakathi kwamabili yigwele umathe umlilo phambidlana kweWest Nicholson okungaba ngamakhilomitha angamachumi ayisithupha lapho usuke edolobheni leGwanda. Abantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa basinde kulingozi bathwalelwa esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda, kwathi abathathu abatheka kubi badluliselwa esibhedlela se-United Blood Hospitals e-UBH. Amapolisa akhiphe izidumbu zabantu abangamachumi amathathu lambili ebhasini, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuthi abanye bathe baba ngumlotha. Iningi lalabo abathele ebhasini liselele ngamathambo kuphela. Imbangelo yomlilo isacwayisiswa, kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuba kungabe kudubuke itanka legasi yokupheka ebeliphakathi kwebhasi. Umthayeli walibhasi uMnumzana Ndabezinhle Leni Sikhosana ngomunye walabo abasinde kulingozi, njalo ukuthi baqale bezwa umnuko ingathi ngamafutha ephethulo andubana kulumathe umlilo.
Sesikhula off the road ukuthi sime sitshe ukuthi ngabe kuyini. The time apply amabrakes.
UNkosazana Simangaliso Ndlovu ngomunye walabo abagadele ibhasi eZishabani, njalo ukuthi usile ngokuphuma ngefasteli kulibhasi.
Mina ngiphuma ngewindi benhlezi phakathi laphakathi, so mina ngiphuma ngewindi, so abaningi bayehlulekile ukuphuma ngoba baphumile babe balutshane kakhulu. Kulo mama tenhamba laye ayimboni kuze kube nakhathisa. Sengicabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe utshele phakathi.
Unkosazana Siboniso Nyathi yena ogadelela ibhasi egwanda lomkakhe uthi bobabili basinde kulingozi ngoba bebehlezi phansi komnyango. UManyathi uthi iningi labantu lijele ebhasini.
Sesingakafiki emakhaya, besesibanye emakhaya. Ngiqala ukubheka empepheni kwayo nathi hlezi sithina. Ngase ngitshaya isivalo, kushaya ngibona isivalo ngakuqonga kwanina. Ngase ngiqamukisa bathe abaningi bashele ebhasini.
Umfundisi we-Methodist Church eZishabane uReverend Lindsay Nleya ubehamba lomunye obaba olahlekelwe ngumkakhe lomntwana kulingozi njalo kuthi lingozi izisa usizi.
Yasilusizi kakhulu, into ebuhlungu leyi ukuthi abantu kulahleka abantu abanenkangaka. Ayisiyonto elula. Ngilamalungu amabili, la malungu amabili ngama-members of one family, ngumama lomntwana. So ubaba wakhona ngilaye lapha kakwanisi lutho. So ukutshengisa ukuthi into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi silahlekelwe ngendlela enje. So
omunye olahlekelwe ngumkakhe ngumnumzana Lazarus Piri owenkankezi eFlabusi njalo usole kakhulu abacitsha umlilo ngokuphuza ukufika.
Okumele sisincedise amasinyane sihlekile kufika ngesikhathi. Mhlawumbe nxa singakhangela njengemota ifike kathi sekuseni emva kwe-5 hours to 6 hours khona ifika itisocethwini akuncedi ukubana kade vele befuna imbangela yokubana khona unkosikazi akwanise ukuthi aphume ayebanikelise kuyadinga izinto ezingekho ezingakithi.
Umphathi Ntambo obona ngezenzakala kwelezansi emaNdebeleni umnumzana Bednico Ncube uveze ukudabuka ngali ngozi njalo ukuthi uhulumende uzancedisa izimuli ezilahlekelwe izihlobo kulingozi.
As government sivele siyaphathisana lezimbuli, into eza kulokhuzwa ezalungiswa, but I cannot just determine ukubana na kuyini ozakwenziwa, but I know very definitely the government will chip in.
Izihlobo zomnikazi webhasi le ezifike ezibhedlela zizobona abalimeleyo kazithandanga ngokuxoxa le ntatheli zindaba zisithi zizakhipha umbiko ngemva kokuxwayisisa imbangela yalingozi. Isikhulumeli samapholisi ezansi emaNdebeleni uChief Inspector Philisani Ndebele uyazise isihlobo ebezibuthene uthi amathambo lezidumbu ziza kuyahlolwa ngemitshini ye-forensics ukuze kwazakale ukuthi ngezabobani. Uzulu ocabangela ukuthi angaba lezihlobo ebezikula ibhasi ukhuthazwa ukuya esibhedlela esikhulu seGwanda. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-West Nicholson ngu-Albert Ncube.
Kusenjalo, lanxa amapholisa esithi abantu abafele engozini le bangama-42, inkampani ye-Brooklyn Express ithi bangama-31. Umqondisi wenkampani le umnumzana Nqobile Ndlovu wethule umbiko namhla ntambama esithi ulusizi kakhulu ngalingozi njalo uthumele amazwi enduduzo kumuli zabafi labalimeleyo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethule amazwi enduduzo kumuli ezilahlekelweyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe libizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usuke elizweni elubhekise Ethiopia lamuhla emhlanganweni wenkokheli zamazwe akuzwekazi le-Africa we-11th Extraordinary Session of the Assembly of the African Union ozaqhutshwa kuyona le impelaviki. Ukukhangelelwe ukuthi umgcini sihlalo we-African Union, umnumzana Paul Kagame weRwanda, uza kwethula izinqumo afisa zamukelwe ngamanye amazwe isihlalo lesi singathathwa ngumongameli Abdel Fattah al-Sisi weGibhithe ngomnyaka ozayo. Sixoxele umnumzana Richard Mahomva ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba.
UChamisa ovezethulela intatheli zindaba umbono wakhe ngokubizwa kwakhe ukuyafakaza ekomishini ecwayisa ngodlakela olwenzakala eHarare kwafa abantu abayisithupha lapho athiwe khona abatshengiselayo ekhuluma esigodlweni sebandla le-MDC eHarare. Exolisa uChamisa uthe ubengajonganga ukuthethisa abasekeli bakhe loba ngubani owatshengisela mhlaka 1 Ngcwabakazi, njengoba lokhu kulilungelo lomuntu wonke elizweni ofuna ukutshengisela. Kodwa ingcweti yezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva ekhuluma le-Studio 7 uthe amazwi kaChamisa avezwa ukungabi losizi kulabo abalahlekelwe izimpilo zabo ezandleni zebutho.
Inkulumo zikaChamisa zitshengisa ukuthi kasomkhokheli olesineke labantu laba abathi kulahlekelwa izimpilo zabo, njalo simbona engumuntu ongalanembeza ekuthini abantu abanye bakhalela izihlobo zabo kodwa yena uthi abantu labo bayizukula.
Kodwa omunye okhulume le-Studio 7 umnumzana Mthulisi Ncube oyisakhamuzi seHarare uthe uChamisa engabe ekhulume lawa mazwi engumuntu obezama ukuzihlambulula kusehlakalo sika-1 Ngcwabakazi ngoba ezebhekane le nkinga yokude ngabotshwa.
UChamisa kumele limzwisise ukuthi amazwi awatshileyo izolo lana uwatsho ngenhliziyo lana engahlalisekanga, ngomuntu olesikhathi ehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa kahulumende, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi kathesi sebe sithi nguye wabangela lolu udlakela. Kungabe kuyindlela kade bezama ukuthi laye asihlamvulule kuyo.
Kodwa abanye bathe kuyadanisa ukuthi uZulu ukhanya sephatheka inkulumo kaChamisa ekhohlwa udaba oluyilo olumele lugcwayisiswe olokulawa kwabantu lokuthi kanti vele ngubani owapha imvumo yokudubula abantu. Umnumzana Ntokozo Mabhena okhulume le-Studio 7 uthe sokusobala ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF selithethe lesi sehlakalo lasithuthukisa njengendlela yokukhohlisa uZulu ukuthi owathuma amasosha ezobulala abantu ngubani.
Abantu sebefuna ukuphambuka indlela bekhohlwa ukuthi yibini okubalulekileyo. Okubalulekileyo ukuthi i-justice yenzakale eZimbabwe. Abantu kumele bazi ukuthi ngobani ababuleleyo, ngubani wafaka i-command ukuthi bekubulawa abantu bona labo, njalo kuzayenziwani ebantwini bona labo.
Kunjalo nje isikhulumeli sekomishini yona lecwayisa ngodlakela luka-1 Ngcwabakazi umnumzana John Masuku uthe ukubizwa kukamnumzana Chamisa ukuthi azofakaza akusiko kuthatha icele, kodwa isigaba sokuthi naye uChamisa azofakaza, njalo ikomishini isazonxusa wonke umuntu ofaneleyo ukuthi azofakaza esigabeni esiphambili.
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi lapha okwalesi sikhathi ikhomishini ubonile ukuthi kufanele ukuthi ibize umnumzana Chamisa, ngakho-ke ikhangele uqondane lomnumzana Chamisa. Nxa kuzakuba nalokhu okuyabe kufuna umongameli iza kubona njalo ngenye indlela.
Umnumzana Chamisa yena wembe phansi etshela intatha ezindaba izolo ukuthi vele akasoze ayefakaza phambili kwekomishini le nxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga loKembo Mahadi labo benganxiswanga. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngiuGibson Bhebhe.
Sibonge uGibson Bhebhe obesethulela udaba lapho umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ixolise ngokuthi ngokuthuka abalandeli bakhe athe yiziwula. Kathesi ke sesizwa lithulela udaba olwe-Ethiopia lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lubhekise khona sile ngcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Richard Mahomva.
Nxa sikhangela ukuthi inhlanganiso ezinjengeSADC ezifanana le-AU labo-United Nations, imithetho lezinqumo eziyenziwayo ziyenzwa ngenxa yokuthi amazwe wonke akhonapho abe evumile ukuthi ulutho lube khona. Yikho-ke ukuba khona esihlalweni esingaphezulu kwe-Egypt kumbe kungabi khona kwe-Egypt kusihlalo sokukhokhela, ambona kuyinto engayenza ukuthi izifiso zezwekazi le-Afrika zingagcwaliseki kumbe ukuthi okunye kungaqhutshekelwa phambili ongabe kufiswa ngamanye amazwe nje.
Ukuba khona kukamongameli Mnangagwa kulo mhlangano kuqakathekile yini? Sibona ukuthi lizwa lilamali kumbe kufanele abe khona?
Okufuze sikunanzelele ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa kusasemutsha ekubuseni, njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi bexhumana labanye bakhe, yinto yokuqala. Okwesibili, kuqakathekile ukuthini nxa kusenzwa izinqumo eziphathelane lelizwe kulokhu esikuthi thina ku-international relations, kuvamile ukuthi abakhokheli yibo abasekela izinqumo eziyabe zethulwe kumhlangano le yamazwe emqoka efanana naleyo we-AU. Yiko ke indaba yemali sesingayikhuluma ukuthi akuna mali ezilizweni kodwa angiboni mina ukuthi imali yohambo lulodwa lungayenza ukuthi lungasiza ukuqeda inhlupho ezibhekane nelizwe kathesi. Yikho ke ambona ukuthi into esesingathi siyenze ngasibabazi kakhulu.
Enye yendikimba yalo mhlangano yokuthi amazwe akuzwekazi le-Africa engabambeleli kakhulu emalini yokuphiwa yama-donors. Ubonele Africa lizimela yini kumnyaka ezayo?
Abokhulumende base-Africa kufuze bebesekuzinga lokuthi bayenelisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-African Union bebe yibo abaletha indleko zangkhona kulokumelela ukuthi amanye amazwe ebeqhubeka encedisa babekwenza lokhu ukuthi bebe nendleko njalo nokuqhubeka bethola ixesha lokuthi beyenze i-trade ngendlela engasukumisi i-Africa. China yancedisa ukuyakha i-building ye-AU ngaphandle kwakho lokhu kwamayakazi lasi China encedisa khona siyabona ukuthi abantu zasuka behuqulizele umkonomi wabo nento ezifanayo lazo nalezo.
Lo mnumzana Richard Mahomva ingcwethi ecobongola ezombusazwe sixoxelayo eseHarare.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa selixwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezedlula inkulungwane ezafaka izicelo zencwadi zokuhlala eSouth Africa ngokusemthethweni ezithiwa Zimbabwe Exemption Permit besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi ukuthi balethe amatsha kungakedluli umhla ka-15 kumpalakazi wona lo mnyaka ngoba bengihluleka lokho ngeke baphinde bazithole lezi ncwadi. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Embikweni ethulelwa bezindaba lolugatsha luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane ezimbili 1932 ezafaka izicelo zamaphemithi besebenzisa amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi. Lolugatsha luthi imizamo yokuthi intana labeZimbabwe laba ukuthi baletha amapasipoti amatsha okuzafakwa kiwo amaphemithi abo yonke itshaya etsheni. Lolugatsha luthi amagama alaba azafakwa ekhasini lebulenjini le-VFS ukuze nxa umusa usuvaliwe kungabi khona okhala ngomunye. Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Nqabuto Mabena ongomunye wabasebenza katalala ukuze amaphemithi la atholakale ukhuthaza abeZimbabwe laba ukuthi batshelane ngalolu daba ukuze kungabi khona ovalelwa phandle kwalo hlelo.
Lokho kutsho ukuthi abantu lamaviki amabili kumbe amathathu ukuthi bahambise amapasipoti abo amatsha emahhofisini awe-VFS. Thina-ke njengeZimbabwe South Africa siyanxusa-ke wonke umuntu owa-aplaya i-permit esebenza ipasipoti endala ukuthi ahambe masinyane ayefaka ipasipoti yakhe entsha.
Phakathi kwabafaka izicelo abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 180,188 lolu gatsha luthi seluqedile ukuhluza izicelo ezingu 178,172. Iningi lala maphemithi abanini bawo sebawathethe kanti amanye asabalindile e-VFS bese kusiba namanye asaqediswa iziphathamandla zalolu gatsha lawo okhangelela ukuthi athunyelwe e-VFS kungekudala. Lolu gatsha luthi luzabe seluqedile ukulungisa amaphemithi la mhla ka-30 Lwezi 2018. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa e-Peace and Democracy Project umnumzana Gilbert Moyo uthi bakhathazeke kakhulu ngokuthi la maphemithi sekuthethe umnyaka ukuthi aphume kanti ukuphuza kwawo lokhu sekuthwalise nzima abanini bawo.
Abanye bamiswe imisebenzi, abanye amabhenki ayavala ama-akhawunti abo ngendaba yokuthi amaphemithi akaphumi. So siyathemba ukuthi yonke into izohamba kahle kodwa silokungabaza silokwesaba silokwethuka ngoba asazi ukuthi yini ebenze bathatha isikhathi esidi kangaka.
Amapemithi la abeqhubeka elokhu evuselelwa kusukela ngo-2010 asencede kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ebeziphila lokusebenza nzima ngenxa yokuba selizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Melestudio 7 Johannesburg, Wales, South Africa, New Benedictine Chapel.
Live talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwanda kwengozi zemgwaqo phambilini kwekhefu lekhisimusi. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Umahluli wedale lomthethandaba weMelika usenqume ukuba isigodlo sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump, iWhite House, kumele sibuyisele incwadi zokusebenzela kulesi sigodlo kuntatheli izindaba yomsakazo weCNN, uJim Acosta awathathela lezi ncwadi ngemva kokuvuzisisa uTrump imbuzo eyamgcunulayo. Umlilo omkhulu okungakaze ubonakale edolobheni leCalifornia kweleMelika usubulele abantu abangamachumi ayisithupha lantathu, 63, kwathi abangamakhulu ayisithupha ayi-600 abaziwa ukuthi bangaphi. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi bazimisele ukuphindisela ukunqotshwa abakwenziwe liqembu leBulawayo Chiefs kuhlandla lakuqala elemidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League. Intathe zindaba yithi ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu utshele intathe zindaba zemidlalo ukuba uyazi ukuba iqembu lakhe lingagxoba ikhasi lebhanana nxa lingayeke thisa ukubopha ziqini emdlalweni walo leli eBulawayo Chiefs ozaqhutshelwa enkundleni ePapa Fields ngesonto emini. Iqembu leChiefs litshaye leHighlanders nge-1 kanyayo emdlalweni wehlandlela kuqala elemidlalo yalo nyaka, njalo leli lise ukunqoba iningi lamaqembu amakhulu adlala kusigaba sekhasi laka Premier Soccer League. Kodwa uMatinda uthi okungamelanga ngaba kuvumele ukuba libatshaye lize libaphinde umphehlo.
But we still want to fight. So we call us now, we may also do a back to back. That is the last call of so we are going to see revenge a lot.
Iqembu leChiefs kumele lithole imiklomelo emibili kumidlalo emibili eliselelayo ukuze libe liqiniso lokuthi lizakwala lokhu lidlala kusigaba se-PSL ngomnyaka ozayo, njengoba lisasengozini yokugunyulwa nxa lingehluleka ukunqoba kuthi iqembu leniphuthe elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni linqobe kuyalo imidlalo emibili eliselelayo. Iqembu leChiefs lemiklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lathoba mnambili kuthi eleniphuthe lemiklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lantathu. Imidlalo yeviki lamashumi amathathu lantathu iqala kusasa lapho intshantshu zalo nyaka iqembu leFC Platinum elizemukela khona iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars enkundleni yeMandaba, njalo inhlanganiso yePSL ikhangelele ukuba yikho lapho ezahle iphe khona iqembu leFC Platinum isicoco seligi. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu leHerentals lizadlala leleChickenini ngaseNational Sports Stadium, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leCapes United ngasePapa Fields, kuthi iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leZPC Kalipa ngaseRufaro. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamo lizemukela eleMthare City ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leNicroot ngaseKipo. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leShapane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leChapungu lizadlala leLeyada ngaseAscott. Ngiyimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday lamuhla silomhlabeleli weZimbabwe uSimba Rashe Charanda ocula ingoma ze-Afro Soul Reggae eseSouth Africa. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasanda.
Ni abaculayo abeZimbabwe sebecula bengaphandle kwelizwe besuka eZimbabwe ukuyahlala ngaphandle bezama ukudinga ukuphila. Namhlanje sivakatshele khonangale ngaseMzantsi Afrika lapho kulo Simba C. Hey,
elokuzalwa ngusimbarashe charandura ngizalelwe kwabulawayo esizinda esengikhulele khona ngifunde isikolo eyihlathi secondary school baqedisa efounders high school naye college ezim college
ukuye usemculweni iqala kanjani indaba yakho na ukucula?
I think ngi-influencewe ngabantu ebemphila nabo njengomama. Umama ubecula nje ecaweni and bekuyisipho sami and I ngisilandele ngenhliziyo yami yonke from ngiyingane encane. And then ngikhule ngilalela abantu abanjengo Oliver Mtukudzi, Thomas Mapfumo, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, influence from the music yasekhaya.
Bethe usimbasi ijaha labontotizajuni ngakobulawayo sihlangana naye lapha-ke eMzansi Afrika. Unendlalade lakhe alikhiphileyo lonyaka ngo-June lithiwani?
Then i-album yami ibizwa ngokuthiwa i-Changing Chords ine-14 tracks. Ngifeaturisha ama-artist amaningi like o-John Dellinger, iproduce ngu-Papi Nsenga, Alastair Mshoriwa, who has produced a number of hit songs ekhaya.
Ukanyake uyathandeka uSimba C. Sikuhlelwe abantu waza waza Friday. Yena usebenze labantu abaningi wamagama.
Ngingadlala lo Yvonne Chaka Chaka, who is also a mentor yam. Ngidlale labo Vusinova ku Evening of Love earlier this year, eSun Arena ePitori. Vusinova, Kelly Khumalo, Ndando, Something Soweto. You have to all as well that are about influence and music as we speak. Within those years, Senghambe, places like Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, touring, Nihamba Nikula Zonkelezindao, around Europe, the Schengen area.
Ngakathi Bethe weSimba C, i-album yakho le itholakala ngapi nxa kulabantu abafuna ukusekela ngokuthenga umculo wakho?
So yona i-album itholakala right now in stores in South Africa, and online you get it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, Google Play Store, Shazam, Deezer. It's available. Laba babefuna amakhophi bengekho lapha eGoli, ungakwazi ukuthi be-order through i-website yethu, which is www.simbaci.co.za.
Awuzwa-ke yizingoma zikaSimba C ngimpe silaye kuhlelo lwabantu, uhlelo Woza Woza Friday kungena nje ukhona ngale ngaseMzansi Afrika. Seyivala-ke kuleli viki sithi balaleli, hlalani khona ezinhlelo zenu emsakazweni wenu we-Studio 7. Igama lami ngizachitha Sibanda, lisale.
Lo ke ngumculo kaSimba C uSimba Rashe Chakandura siwethulelwe obexoxa ke lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda. Silethemba liwukholisilele uzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Olivalelisayo ke ngusithanekile Mhlanga ikhona pha eWashington. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.